We want to go in podcast here, guys. Happy Saturday. You know, it hasn't been the best week. If you guys know me, if you guys have listened to this podcast, it's I'm pretty transparent. You know, I feel like I have a very close relationship with those who listen. And I just figured I'd be transparent with you guys. Hasn't been the best week. Now, the concept, you know, one of my mantras is always never giving up, right? Like, you gotta keep going. You know, there are moments where I'm just like, and when I say like give up, I don't mean like my life. Sometimes I just want to give up the grind, and I often think that comes from just, you know, I was actually listening to a podcast with some friends of mine. So shout out to the Men's Wellness Podcast. Featuring my guy Jordan Lewis, Caleb and Eagle K, and Dalen Barney, man. Those are some real good dudes. You guys should give their podcast a listen. It's available on all streaming platforms, Apple, Spotify, you name it, it's on there. And maybe this is exactly what they're talking. It's funny because, like, I just told Jordan this yesterday after listening to the episode. I said, you know, like, they were talking about burnout, you know. And I'm going to have to listen to the episode again because it was spot on. And oftentimes, you know, I get caught up in this mode where I keep going. And I was going hard this week. Like, hard. Like, I was, you know, just in work early, you know, doing all these tasks that I had to do. And, you know, I stayed a little later, had a sudden project come up, and worked extra to do that, had some other tasks that I just could, I overlooked a couple things in this task, and it just, things just kind of snowballed. And I think the reason why that happens is oftentimes when, you know, at work, you know, when you go hard at work and things like that, it's easy to slip because you're so drained. And I might use this as an excuse for my not so good performance, but you know, sometimes you gotta allow yourself a break. It's about balance. You know, here I am. I should be enjoying my weekend. You know, I'm up every day, you know, on the weekdays. You know, 6 o'clock, 6:15. Out the door by 6:30. In the office a little early. Doing tasks and stuff like that. Not really resting, you know. Not really relaxing my mind. I've had migraines all week. It's been wild, man. But, you know, the burnout is setting in. And I told Jordan, I said, hey, man, like, bro, you grind within reason, but you got to find time to rest. And sometimes I forget to do that. And I think that is a culmination of all the time. And sometimes I even wonder, like, have I been wasting so much of my 20s, you know, mid to late 20s at that. And it's, you know, I'm like, damn, what was I doing? You know, I was working a lot. I had multiple jobs, but, you know, I'd graduated, you know, with my associates and things like that. But I, at that point, you know, I just kind of stopped. I just went to IT and I thought, you know, maybe maybe this is going to be exactly what I need, you know. And these exams are no joke. And I tell you, I haven't passed them. I've been taking exams and it's getting an improving score and everything, but man, it's tough. And I've gotten better each time, but the key is to pass, right? So all while doing that, you know, and I just say that it has been challenging to have to do all that, study for this exam. But that's life, right? I mean, you see a task, you gotta man up, you know. And you see guys like David Goggins and you know, Andrew Tate, guys like that, man, that embrace the hard and embrace things, not being uncomfortable, or being comfortable being uncomfortable. And sometimes I think the mental space that I'm in, I'm just like, yo, I'm spent. And then on top of that, like, I got these ruminating thoughts about just the future, and also thoughts from the past, and thought, you know, you're supposed to put the past behind you. But one of the things I struggle with, man, I'm not gonna lie, is bringing things from the past with me, aka ruminating thoughts. I wish this was a much more happier episode, but this is more so just an episode about me being just transparent. And maybe you guys suffer from this too, you know. And no, my life is not in danger. I'm in no danger of, you know, threatening to harm myself at all. But I do know this. I do know that I have a great support system. I do know that I have a strong will to achieve. I also know that the people that matter the most, I'm not gonna have my back no matter what. I was actually, it was crazy. I had dinner yesterday with my mom's neighbors. You know, shout out to the Cannings. You know, shout out to Nelson and Amy and the two children, Hayes and Collins, man. They invited me over for dinner, and the whole time I'm thinking to myself, I'm stepping into this beautiful home, and I'm just like, you know, and like I said, I had a terrible, terrible week, and I was just floored. And I'm asking, like, here I am, I'm a 31-year-old man. And, you know, and you know, these people, they know me in spurts here and there, and they're awesome to talk to. And, you know, their kids are all amazing. And they invited me into their home for a nice steak dinner. And Nelson, my man, that was a great steak dinner. It was awesome, and they treated me with hospitality and respect. I feel like they didn't care that, you know, I had setbacks. They didn't care. They just, and I even asked myself out loud, I'm like, what did I do to deserve this? Like, what did I do to deserve the hospitality and the kindness of these wonderful people? What did I do to deserve this? And I believe Amy said, you're just being you, man. Like, that's just you being you. And Nelson said the same thing, you know. And I had a great, you know, just that set the tone for the week. And, you know, that there are people out there. And they don't, oh, there's just so much, man, that had happened this week. And I, oh, man, that was Friday. Yesterday. And you know, they, and same thing with my family, you know, like all some of my shortcomings, you know, that my family still loves me. And that's what family's all about. And the Cannings, they, you know, I think they could care less if I failed exams or if I, you know, if I didn't have the best week of work. It's like, hey, you're still here. Like, you know, that's amazing. And I just, this week has just been one for the books. This has been one for the books, but I got more good out of it than bad. I can say that. But the bad was, oh, then my car, what was this on Thursday? And my car just like stops in the middle of traffic or in the middle of making a left turn. My car just stops, you know, and it's because I have this feature on my car that it's like where your car stops to save gas, right? And I turned that feature off just recently, but before that had like had some faulty malfunction, so I'm stuck for like 20 minutes. And some dude just gets out and he's trying to, you know, he's helping me out. Wish I could remember his name, but he had long, you know, long hair and like two twin braids. It was pretty dope, actually. But he took the time to help me out, and I needed that. You know, that was cool. So with everything that was bad, there came a lot of good. I will say that. But you know, in times of need like this, just surround yourself with the people that you care for the most. And this isn't just advice for myself, but this is for anybody out there that has this overwhelming sense of just, your bad weeks, your bad days don't define you, but what you do in the future, what you do the next day, you got to get that momentum. You know, you got to get that. You got to use that, because I'm a firm believer that as long as I'm here on this earth, you know, I'm not tied to a bad day, a bad week, even a bad month. And oftentimes you just have to let that stuff go. But I truly believe that every day that you wake up, like I did, I woke up at the exact same time that I would on a weekday. Why? Because I'm up thinking that today's Friday or it's a weekday. And because I'm still having these ruminating thoughts about the week that I had at work, only to find out that it's Saturday. So I should be resting and staying in, but instead I'm dropping this podcast episode to really get some things off my chest and talk my way through it. But also, you know, maybe you guys are going through the same thing, or maybe you're not. But when I woke up this morning, I was thankful. I am thankful. I'm grateful. Because today's another day. Just like every day you wake up, it's a day to get things right. It's a day to get things right. And that's what I plan on doing. You have to set your best foot forward. You know, because I know God's got my back. My family's got my back. So, you know, I'm going to enjoy this weekend with everything going on. In the end, you know, in the end, I'm going to end up where I'm supposed to be. Because the power of prayer is really, really something. The last time I was in this situation, I prayed. And I made it another 45 days at my job where things weren't looking so hot. So, you know, give credence and give all thanks to the Most High. If, you know, if you don't believe that, that's fine. But I do. So, with that being said, let me get this quick study session in, guys. And I'm going to hit the gym. And I'm going to just get my day started. I hope you guys have a wonderful weekend. And I just want to say I love you guys. And again, shout out to, you know, shout out to my fam for being there for me. Shout out to the Canning family. Shout out to my friends that are still here with me. I need you guys more than ever. And shout out to, and if, you know, for whatever reason, I didn't list you, either it's because we're not friends or you're probably a Cowboys fan. I don't know. But this is the One to Go Ham podcast. And I'm out. Peace.